Hello and welcome to episode 007 for filing purposes. Episode 7 of XR Connections, a podcast about extended reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality. On this episode, we have the fabulous DJ Smith. DJ is the head of the New York Virtual Reality Meetup, which is where I met him. He puts on all of those meetups, and he'll be talking about that. He's also one of the founders of the Glimpse Group, which has a number of extended reality startups working in a collaborative environment. DJ discusses how he got started in virtual reality, how he started the Virtual Reality Meetup, the Glimpse Group, and a number of the companies. He details what they are doing in education and in marketing. He discusses the impact of the Oculus Quest, and he gives some great advice on where you can turn to get information and insights about virtual reality beyond the news feed. So, a very informative interview with DJ Smith of the Glimpse Group and New York Virtual Reality Meetup coming right up. I want to thank you all for listening and thank you for sharing episodes. Since the podcast began, I've met so many creators and makers and thought leaders. It's been really marvelous. I did attend the XR in Learning Global Summit in Boston at the very end of October, and I will be doing the next episode on the summit and people that made an impact there. The interview will start right up. It was recorded on Skype, so the audio quality is Skype audio quality. We're working on it. Thank you again for listening. Coming up, DJ Smith. Okay, so here we are with DJ Smith of the New York Virtual Reality Meetup and the Glimpse Group. Welcome, DJ.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
I really have too, since we first met at the New York Virtual Reality Meetup. That was at the R Lab in Brooklyn, which I seem to be mentioning on every episode of the podcast these days. It was a great event, and I was so glad that we connected and then spoke later. And I thought that the listeners of the podcast would love to hear your story about how you got started in this space and what you're doing with the meetup group and what's going on with the Glimpse Group. So, DJ, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started in this whole VR, AR, XR space?
Yeah, sure. So I think I was destined for it very early on in life. Uh-huh. It just took a while for the technology to catch up with my obsession. I was one of the kids that had kind of all the big stereos and the video games and the TVs. And in high school, I kind of grabbed hold of an old projector, and I used to play video games up on my wall, and that was my VR before VR really existed. Right. And then in 2012, Palmer Luckey has a Kickstarter video on YouTube, and I happened to come across it a couple days after it launched, and just was immediately obsessed about the tech, and knew instantly that it was going to change the way we do things. So I started buying all the toys, just digesting as much as I could online. And then the NYVR meetup was formed several weeks after the Kickstarter video. It was actually formed by my partner in the meetup back then. I went to the first meetup. It was about 10 of us, and just instantly fell in love and have since been running the meetup since 2013. Right. We have 6,000 members. We meet monthly, and each month tends to be a different theme. Mm-hmm. So next week event will at the R Lab again. The theme is the incorporation of artificial intelligence into AR and VR experiences, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, fantastic. I plan on going to that. DJ, what was the Kickstarter project?
Sure. So Palmer Luckey, his Kickstarter for the first Oculus Rift headset. It was the DK1. That Kickstarter video, he oversubscribed, I think, in a matter of hours. I think there was a bunch of people that were really helping him promote what he was doing. The couple of little video clips that were attached to it was like, wow, this is really it. It's finally here.
Right. And what kind of changes have you seen since those 10 people meeting at the first meetup? I mean, that's a huge change from 10 to 6,000. But what have you seen over the last 6 years in the development of things?
A lot of people tend to talk about the peaks and the valleys and the troughs and the hype curves. My vantage point tends to be on all of the different applications, the business applications, as well as the consumer side. Right. And I think on the business side of things, as well as the hardware, I always say that it feels like a nice linear growth pattern. Like we're not the hockey stick. We're not at the point where we have mass adoption yet. It's still going to take time, but it's a slow growth. And more and more headsets get out to the world. They continue to improve. The content is improving. And the business applications, I think, are what's going to ultimately drive the technology to mass adoption. The consumer side has definitely not exploded how people expect it to be. But it hasn't decreased. So I think I kind of look at it as a linear path.
Yeah, I was, as we talked about earlier, I was at the XR and Learning Summit last week in Boston, and the enterprise results that they're getting from the VR training and the safety training and on-the-job training are just incredible. I'll be doing a whole podcast on that'll be talking about some of the numbers that and the results that they're getting. But I agree with you that this business applications seem to really be driving a lot of innovation and getting results.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing with the Glimpse Group, my company. And I'll give you a little background on that. So as the meetup was growing, I was getting more and more deeper into the New York City AR and VR ecosystem. And then in 2016, I took a leap of faith from my original profession, which was engineering and real estate development. And I met my partner literally a week after I gave my notice. So, you know, timing is in life is everything. Wow. My partner is the CEO of Glimpse, and he developed a business plan that we currently use, which is pretty unique. It's essentially a new way for startups in the space to grow and gain funding and mature in a collaborative environment. So Glimpse Group is essentially a platform company comprised of 10 AR and VR software solution companies. And each one is focused on a different industry. So we kind of act like a portfolio or an incubator. But the Glimpse Group parent company owns those entities 100%. And we acquire them in stock in the parent organization. We raise money at the top level. And then we provide our entrepreneurs that are leading each of their divisions with funding and back office support and a work environment with peers that are all working in the same space. So it's a very collaborative environment.
Thank you for the visit. It was great to see what you folks are doing over there. And as you know, the podcast is all about the people and the ideas that they're sharing in this space. And As I mentioned to you, I met the folks from Early Adopter and saw that Jay Van Buren, who I had met at the AR meetups back in 2013, I think it was, when there were, you know, 10 or 15 people at those, is now at Early Adopter. And then my friend Brian August, who did the 110 Stories AR project, has worked with Al Pergula at Q-Reel. So tell us a little bit about, you know, each of the entities there at Glimpse Group, if you can.
Yeah, sure. So Early Adopter is our entity that's focused on education. And Jay and Chris and the rest of the team are just amazing. Jay, we've known for a long time too, and he was one of those folks that we knew we wanted him to be a part of Glimpse, and he was wanted to be, and you know, he had a pretty big organization before he came under us, so it was a little bit more complicated. But it's really amazing to have him on board and his team. And education, like you were saying before, we think is really one of the killer apps of AR and VR. You know, learning through experience. There's too much evidence to say how much better it is for people and kids to learn while doing things as opposed to just learning from a book.
The enthusiasm for it among educators that I heard, it's real, and they really want to explore it as much as they can, and they're looking for a lot of things, but creation tools was the number one thing that was mentioned.
That's right. Yep, and we're trying to get into schools in a feasible way, and it's still a slow adoption, and we can't expect every school to, you know, go buy 500 headsets for their kids, but you know, one product we have which is really cool, we're partnered on, it's called VR Quest, and that product, it's a creation tool where students kind of have like a Minecrafty world that they build on a traditional computer. Mm-hmm. But at the end, the world that they build is aligned with core curriculum. So they're learning as they're building these worlds. But then at the completion of the world build, they are exporting that world to a single VR headset, which could reside in the computer lab, and they can go pop on a headset and go explore the world that they created in VR. And it allows all the kids in the classroom to get a little bit of a taste of VR. So I think, you know, finding these mechanisms that allow a school to, with a relatively small investment, still get the exposure across their entire student body is a really great tactic.
Yes.
So that's EA. And then Alper, I've known through NYVR from really early on. The Q-Reel team is absolutely fantastic. And they are really focused on the marketing side of things. They create lifelike models, which are really amazing. They started in the food industry, but their skill at creating the models for food actually attracted the attention of other large brands. So now they've kind of morphed into creating lifelike models and brand experiences for all different types of industries. Mm-hmm. And I think marketing is the other immediate low-hanging fruit, especially with the advances in accessibility of augmented reality. So all of the bigger players, the Apples and the Googles, and they're all making it so much easier for us to consume three-dimensional content.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving towards this world of augmented reality glass wearables that will come sometime in the future. And we're stuck using our phones and our tablets in the near term. But it's again another building block. Like, it's an essential building block that is pushing humanity to start creating 3D assets and start getting us in that mode of realizing digital life outside of a monitor or TV screen. And now this three-dimensional content can be interactive and it can be part of our everyday experience.
Yeah, and QReal is what really one of the, no exaggeration to say, one of the leaders in getting 3D content on the web on your phone, right? And the web AI.
Yeah, they really have been innovative, and they're partners with Snapchat and with Google, and they've had a couple of amazing launches of products. We actually just launched a Panera, a new banner ad that is three-dimensional. So these things are being incorporated into our everyday lives at such a great speed, and we kind of pride ourselves on being on the forefront. Sure. So EA and QReal are two of our 10 different companies. And actually, if anyone wants to check us out, it's www.theglimpsegroup.com, and you can read and see all of the other work that we're doing. But the other divisions are where we see huge opportunities for growth, and they include healthcare and enterprise training and marketing and data visualization, sports, broadcasting. We really run the whole gamut of what's out there.
It seems like you're covering the bases, because it seems like almost any industry can take advantage of these advancements these days. It's really, really incredible.
Yeah, it's actually, it's kind of a little running joke, is that when I go talk to anybody, I can talk to them directly about how what we're doing will impact what they're doing in their lives, because we have so many touch points.
Right. So thank you, DJ. Tell us a little bit more about the VR meetup. I'm going to be going next Thursday. I'm curious as to how you set up. I know you spoke about doing it on a theme, but how do the presenters get to be a presenter?
Yeah, sure. So I try to pick a theme, and I have about a dozen of them. So I run them annually. Mm-hmm. And each theme, so some examples would be AR and VR for architecture and design and construction, or healthcare or education, or AI or VR for good causes. And those are some examples of the ones that I've run year after year. And, you know, basically what I do is I keep a little folder, and when I meet people that are working within a certain genre, I kind of funnel them into my folder. Mm-hmm. And when the month comes up, I go back across all the people that I've met that year and people that have presented at previous events. And I think in general, one of my mission statements for the meetup is to bring the VR community and connect them with the folks that are working in that specific theme, right? So for next week's theme on AI, I want half of the group to be AI professionals or hobbyists or investors in that space. And I want the other half to be the VR folks, because I think, you know, that's the real value of the meetup is the networking. And it's really been amazing to see the growth of the community and all of the wonderful things that have happened because people have gotten connected at the events.
Totally great. The one that I went to was the VR for Good, and our friends at Ape Lab were there presenting, and they just won the most impactful award at the XR and Learning.
Oh, that's amazing. I actually hadn't heard that.
Yeah, last Monday. So congratulations to Ape Lab. And DJ, this follows up. It's a perfect segue. The podcast is about, you know, again, highlighting the people who are creating and the people who are sharing. What are some sources you could recommend, people to follow, things to read, YouTube channels? It's an avalanche of information out there.
There really is. You know, I think that over time, my resources have changed, substantially. So in the beginning, Reddit was really my go-to thing. Uh-huh. The Reddit community has kind of grown and changed a bit. But I still spend a bunch of time in the relevant forums, in Reddit. I honestly get a lot of information now just through my social network, you know, my Facebook feeds and my LinkedIn feeds. The thought leaders that I have, they always tend to post the right stuff. But the Facebook groups are good. I kind of always say that the article, the normal uploads articles and everything, that's kind of like the generic information that I'm kind of usually aware of in advance. What I like to do is to scratch a little bit deeper and go into the forums and see what the VR users are actually talking about. You know, I think that, you know, if you get down to that level, then you really got a good grasp on what works and what doesn't work. And that's kind of my suggestion there.
That is a great recommendation and great advice to get down to the user level and what feedback they are giving. I love that.
And definitely go to the meetups, right? Like, yes. You know, join NYV, you know, just Google NYVR meetup and you'll find us if you're in the New York City area. If you're not in New York City, find your local meetup, go to that meetup, like go out there, shake hands with these folks, and start building, right?
Yeah.
Like go get a 360 camera and start filming or download Unity, you know, go do it.
I totally agree. Just start making stuff. And these meetups are so great. They, you know, I met you through one. I learned about the XR and Learning Summit by going to the one in Boston. I tried the Oculus Quest for the first time. People love to share. And when you go to these things, and there's so much enthusiasm and people who are making things happen. I really appreciate the effort that you're putting in, not only for New York, but, you know, for everyone out there. Because there was companies, you know, Ape Labs from Switzerland, you know, they're visiting. And so I totally agree with you on that. What is exciting you right now, DJ?
Sure. So I think I'm most excited about the Oculus Quest. I just got to tell you, I mean, it's $399 and the experience is rock solid. So, you know, from a VR perspective, you really had to want to be in VR up to the Quest, right? Whether it was outside sensors and wires and gaming platforms, the Quest is definitely a game changer as far as accessibility. And, you know, trying to limit the hurdles to consume the content is kind of another major theme of what I'm doing these days. And, you know, just a little shout out for a little game that just popped up. It's called Acron. It's on the Quest, and it pairs mobile devices with a single user in VR. It's kind of like a capture the flag game. The mobile devices are the squirrels, which run around this little world. And my son is 10, and his buddies all come over with their phones and tablets. And they're squirrels, and me or my son are in VR, and we're the tree, and they gotta grab our acorns. It's a perfect way to, again, start getting the technology out there in the world. And up until this game, my son, like, he's a Fortnite guy, right? Like, he wants to be in Fortnite to play his friends. His friends don't have VR headsets, so now with this little game, now he can play with his friends at the same time. And I think that the bridge between mobile and VR is a really effective way to start spreading our wings within the gaming side of things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, we're in agreement. And I'll say again to any of the listeners that haven't tried VR, go to a meetup. Someone's going to have that Oculus Quest, and they'll show you something. It will be there. You know, you will get into virtual reality without hooking up to a computer or a complicated thing, and you'll be playing a game or in some brand new created experience in seconds. Really, they just strap, you know, you put it on, and you're in there.
That's right. It's never been easier.
Never been easier. DJ, thanks so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add? How can people find the Glimpse Group, find you, connect with you?
Yeah, just like I said, www.theglimpsegroup.com and Google NYVR Meetup, and you'll find both of my things.
Very good. Thanks, DJ, and I will see you next Thursday at the RLAB. Thanks, DJ.
Great, can't wait. Thanks again so much for having me on the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thanks again to DJ. Thank you for listening to the XR Connections podcast. We record this with a Scarlett microphone. We use Logic for the editing and Anchor for the producing and publishing. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you very much for listening.